The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Brady, welcome officially to San Jose. And you've been through the process of obviously getting drafted, but also all the teams want to get to know you. They ask you a bunch of personal questions. They want to know who you are besides being a hockey player. Does it reveal anything about yourself? Do you learn anything about yourself when you've been interviewed so many times?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Like, you kind of get used to saying the same things over and over again. But I think I have a pretty good understanding of myself now.
Yeah. Saginaw, obviously, there's a lot of Saginaw connections around here. And BU, there's also a lot of connections around here. So your trajectory is kind of set. But what is it like for you to maybe have the next several seasons at least lined up right now? You know where you're going to be and you know what the task is going to be.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, like, I think one of the biggest things is, like, no matter where you get drafted, it's like you know what you're doing over the next whatever, two, 3, 4 years.
Right.
And I think that it's cool to know because, like, obviously you can kind of look ahead at, like, see when you want to get to San Jose, but it's more just like, what do you have next season? And that's my focus. It's Saginaw
right
this year.
Right. It's maybe a little bit more difficult. It's different when there's not, like, what's next for you. And when it's a question mark and you're just preparing for the unknown, like, to have it established, what makes you feel more comfortable?
Yeah, like, the draft was, like, the one thing where it's, like, what can happen, and then as soon as that's over now, it's, like, now you know what I'm doing for the next 2, 3, 4 years. So it's, like...
That's got to be a relief, too, right? Like, you knew somebody was going to take it, and you didn't know where you were going to go or what day and when and what time, but now that it's all said and done, like, that must have been a huge question mark on your brain that now you can have the answer to.
Yeah, exactly. It was like you're sitting there and it's like kind of feels like it's taking forever, but
I'm
like
sure,
when you finally hear your name called, it's like you look back and it kind of went back, like it was so quick.
Tell me that story, which I've heard a little bit of before, but how you became a goalie, and I guess it was you were just a little bit frustrated with your own team's goalie.
I mean,
as a kid.
Yeah, I was pretty young, so like
yeah, of course.
I was kind of stubborn, but yeah,
of course.
I told my dad, I was like, "Dad, our goalies suck." I mean, his house, like, I was like 8 years old. My dad was a goalie. Like, I don't think he ever really wanted me to be a goalie.
That's right.
But he wasn't going to stop me.
Yeah.
He was like, "You can't say that unless you try it. It's harder than you think." And I tried. And I think at that age, I just loved being on the ice at all times and I hated sitting on the bench. So,
I mean, and I always ask goalies the same question, like, what got you into doing this versus, like, every kid wants to come to the rink and score goals. Your job's to do the exact opposite.
Yeah,
of that.
Pretty much.
You find satisfaction in that?
Yeah, I mean, people think I'm crazy for doing it, but it's all I have to do.
Right. Good life choice.
Yeah.
Got you to the NHL. I think it was a great life choice. Jake Oettinger's somebody who you've referenced in kind of meeting and looking up to. What was it about him and what, like, struck you about him?
I mean, he's just like a super down to earth guy. Like, he's just like, it's kind of weird, like, you're being a fanboy when you meet him, and obviously the first time I met him, I was like, wow, it's Jake Oettinger, and it's like, when you're really just talking to him, like, he's just another dude. Like, you're just chopping it up about hockey, and it's like, he doesn't really carry himself as, like, one of the best goalies in the NHL.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't really have that ego, and, like, obviously, to play in the NHL, you need to know you're the best.
Yep.
But, like, he doesn't come off like that, and I was able to just sit down and talk with him about life, about hockey. It's my draft year. He was giving me some advice, and just, like, it was pretty cool to see how, like, a guy in that position carries himself.
The goalie community really needs itself, doesn't it? Like,
100%.
It's a small circle.
Yeah, it is a really small circle, and that's, like, goalie nation is special.
Yeah. Can I hit you with the lightning round?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. What's one thing that people don't know about you?
I feel like I just love to learn new things, like new, like, hobbies and things like that. I love to try new things.
All right. If you weren't playing hockey, I guess on that note, what would you be doing?
Golfer. 1,000% golfer.
Golfer?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. My next question is hidden talent. Golf, right?
Yeah, I would say golf's a hidden talent, but I'm also really good at, like ping pong.
Okay.
And pickleball. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm pretty good at those sorts.
Pickleball's fun because it's everything of tennis, but it's smaller court and a lot easier to pick up, right?
My mom loves pickleball, and I kind of make fun of her for it sometimes.
No, it's great.
It's a good sport.
Dream vacation. If I could send you off today anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Probably to, like, Spain.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Barcelona's
tremendous.
I haven't
been. My family really wants to go in the summer.
Food is good. Weather's good.
Yeah.
People are great. What's one athlete from any sport that you would like to meet?
From any sport, I would probably say, I think Michael Phelps.
Good one.
He'd be cool to meet.
Yeah. He's probably got a lot of stories.
Yeah, he's definitely got a couple.
Funniest teammate you've ever had?
Funniest teammate? I have a couple funny ones. I would say
it's a shout out opportunity, right?
Yes,
now.
It is. Yeah. At the program, Parker Trache.
All right, Parker, congrats.
Yeah.
You got name dropped. What's your go-to pregame meal?
Just chicken, pasta, red sauce.
Pretty standard.
Yeah.
And last one here, if teammates had to describe you in one word, what are some of the words you think they'd say?
I would say energetic is probably the biggest one. Happy.
Yeah.
Caring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, congratulations, obviously, on being drafted. We're so happy to have you here, and I can't wait to see more of you over the years. Brady, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.